The question was asked about the story of Rabbi Eliezer and Tanur Shel Achnai, the argument Rabbi Eliezer had with the rabbis. And in that argument, the Gemara recounts that different miracles happened. Rabbi Eliezer said, if I'm right, then the tree will move, and the tree moved. If I'm right, then the water in the stream will start running in the opposite direction, and the water started running in the opposite direction. If I'm right, then the walls of the academy will cave in, and the walls started caving in. And then a heavenly voice said, he's right. Rabbi Eliezer is right. And the rabbis said, God, you told us, lo v'shamayni. You told us that ever since Moshe, there's no more Torah left in heaven. The responsibility for the transmission of the Torah is in the hands of the rabbis. And you gave us these rules by which we derive that the halacha is not like Rabbi Eliezer. So at this point, we will not take the godly opinion, so to speak, into account, because our tradition is that God does not interfere in halacha down here on earth. So the question was asked, there were no prophets at the time. So how did God communicate with the rabbis who were sitting at the academy? So to answer that, we will look at the Gemara in Yuma, Daf Tes. And this Gemara is explained by the Ramban in the Drasha Torat Hashem Temima. In the Mosad Hareb Kook edition, it is page Kuf Mem Ches. And the Ramban explains that when we came near the period that there would no longer be prophecy, so the prophets received prophecy with an angel that would interpret the prophecy. So they were a level down from the prophets who did not need an interpreter. They didn't need an angel to explain the prophecy. And then, when it reached a point that there was no more prophecy given in the period of the Second Temple, we devolved to the level of Baskol, that a heavenly voice would come out from heaven, not prophecy, but the people would hear a heavenly voice. And the people who were fit for prophecy, the people who had perfected their traits, the great rabbis, could hear this heavenly voice. It wasn't prophecy, but it was some kind of echo, some kind of voice coming out of heaven proclaiming something. And that is a baskol. And then, when even that was removed, like in our generations, says the Ramban, so now we don't have any of that. So we see that in the time of the Second Temple, they still had this baskol. And the Gemara says that in that story of Tanur Shel Achnai, a heavenly voice came out, a bas kol came out. So that is how it was communicated. So that was question number one, right? Question number two was how could they not listen to the bas kol? So firstly, there's an argument between the rabbis whether we give note to bas kols or not. One opinion says, en mashgichin bevat kol. We don't worry ourselves if a baskol says something. But we can really go a step further. The Rambam says, in the Rambam's introduction to Mishnah, the Rambam says that if a prophet were to come before us and say, God told me that the halacha in this argument is such, we would give that prophet the death penalty. Because our tradition is that a prophet cannot and will not come and give halachic ruling based upon prophecy. A prophet can come and say, I have on tradition, I understand that the halacha is such and such, and explain to us his logic. But if a prophet walks in and says, God told me the halacha is such and such, we tell the prophet, must be you're lying, and you get the death penalty. That's the Rambam in the beginning of his introduction to Mishnah. No, even if he says within the Torah, here there was an argument within the Torah. What does the Torah say in this case? The rabbis held this way, Rabbi Eliezer held that way. If a prophet would walk in and say, God said, I'm with either side, we'd give that prophet the death penalty. So Lo bashamayimi. God tells Moshe, from now on, the Torah is not left in heaven. I got nothing left to give up here. Now it's the responsibility of the rabbis. They have a tradition how to derive the laws. Let them derive what the halach is. And I don't intervene. Now, Tosfos doesn't exactly agree with the Rambam. There are certain questions which we might ask on the Rambam. But this is the known opinion. This is the more, I don't know if to say accepted opinion, but this is the one that most people know. The Rambam's opinion that a prophet cannot enter the realm of halacha with his power of prophecy. He can enter the realm of halacha with his tradition, with his knowledge, with his insights. But that has nothing to do with prophecy. So the rabbis hear a heavenly voice, and they respond with this concept. They say, we hear the heavenly voice, but our tradition is that that's not going to change halacha. And they act in accordance with the tradition. So that was question number two, correct? Yeah. Is this a question pertaining to this? Yeah, go ahead.
When did this tradition start that it's in the hands of the rabbis?
Moshe Rabbeinu's time.
Where does it say that?
It says it in two places. It says it in the Torah, that God says, Lo v'shamayim hi, lemo, mi yale lanu ha-shamayim ve'yagidea lanu ve'yodea lanu v'nasena, ki karov elecha hadavar meod, b'ticho v'ilvavcha la'asoto. God says, the Torah is no longer left in heaven, God says, in the end of Moshe's life. You can't say, well, a prophet's going to come down and tell us what God wants. God says, it's not happening anymore. Moshe was the one who I gave the Torah, and he's the only one. The thing is near you, God says. It's up to your mouths and your hearts. It's up to the oral law, it's up to the written law. Take the written law, take the oral tradition, from that you derive halacha. No longer left up here. That's one place it says it. Another place it says it is when Yoshua took the leadership, so the Jewish people forgot 3,000 halachos, and then Yoshua turned to heavens and said, God help me out. We're missing 3,000 halachos. And the book of Yeshua begins with God's response to Yeshua. God tells Yeshua, Moshe Avdi Mit. Moshe, my servant, died. And he was the only one who I would give prophecy to and tell him what the Torah says. Ve'ata, and now, what's your responsibility? Go fight the fight of the Torah. Go work with the rabbis to figure out what those halachos are, because I'm not interfering.
Okay, but this is only as a matter of what halacha is, because there are many prophets after that. This is as far as determining what halacha and law is.
Correct.
That's in our hands, but because there have been many prophets saying, oh, you guys are not doing what God wants, you're not following His command.
Right, but they didn't tell us anything new.
Right. Okay.
They came to stress points with
following His laws, but they can't tell us what's.
Okay, so those were those two questions, correct?
Yes.
Okay.